As we think about motivating ourselves and others, I think there's a strategy that we can employ that deals with self-awareness, but also our ability to respond to our team, or the people that we wish to motivate or move in a positive direction. This is Pat Bosco, Kansas State University's Student Life Administrator for almost 50 years, bringing you authentic, real-life advice regarding leadership and how to make an impact, no matter what kind of a experience you may be having, whether it's work or volunteer experiences, an opportunity for you to make an impact on day-to-day interests. For me, I have a philosophy of relying on one specific scientist or person who studied motivation. That's Maslow. I know listeners are thinking, wait a minute now, that's psychology. Well, it is. And part of motivating is being able to respond to individual needs. And that's Maslow's hierarchy of need. As you think very quickly about what we learned maybe in high school or in general psychology at the university, that he had five levels. And each level was more intense. The higher we went in his hierarchy, the more committed we are to the project or the team, or our individual motivation became certainly more committed. Maslow has five levels. And if you think about a triangle, the basic level of his theory is taking care of physiological needs, basic needs, food, shelter, sleep, fear. If you resolve those needs, you can move on to a higher level. And his second level of five is the need to feel safe and secure. That's an important need, particularly today as you think about it. The next level, and once we have those two lower levels filled, we move on to a more intense level, a higher commitment, so to speak, and that's the need to belong or love. So if you want to define love, it's the physiological needs are taken care of, and you feel safe and secure, and you're able to move on to a higher level, being a sense of belonging and love. His fourth level is self-esteem, ego, deals with the I. His fifth level, self-actualization. So five levels, and each one has to be fulfilled before you go on to a higher level. Very simple theory. What I've done over my years of working with students and student groups and corporations and businesses and my own work as a university administrator for over 50 years is taking his theory and operationalizing it. I've taken a little bit of Bosco, a little bit of Maslow, and I made up my own practical theory of motivating yourself and others, and I call it MASCO, M-A-S from Maslow and dash C-O from Bosco, and I want to share that with you at this podcast. I take his theory and I try to come up with ways that we can make it real and make it every day. For example, my lowest level is to eliminate as many distractors and dissatisfiers as you possibly can. That means providing food, appropriate drink, look at the time of day, pay attention to people's individual basic needs. Well, Maslow, in his theory, talks about the need to feel safe. Well, in Maslow, I want to help people feel comfortable. Comfortable. Now, think about that in today in terms of what we're going through in the world today regarding the virus. We can see an advertisement on TV of the restaurant. They can have wonderful preparation, but if they're not responding to my need to feel comfortable, I'm not going to that restaurant. And you look toward the ability to responding to individual needs. You can spend a lot of time looking at taking care of basic needs, but today in the way that America is right now, the world, we're going to respond to things that make us feel comfortable. And that's an important need as we think about moving toward motivating people to respond in a specific way. His third level is the need to belong or love. On my side of the triangle, Maslow talks about the need to identify, to have empathy. So we have basic need taken care of in terms of distractors, we're feeling comfortable, but that third level becomes more intense if someone has ability to identify with where we are in the organization, that there's empathy, where we are, what we're experiencing in day-to-day life. I grew up in upstate New York with Nelson Rockefeller, who was the governor of the state of New York. at the time in the 60s. As a teenager, I would sit in the back of his barnstorming sessions, town meetings that he'd have in communities throughout the state of New York, and he would take on all comers. He would listen very carefully to the needs of the people that he was serving. Now, this is one of the richest men in America, Rockefeller, in the 60s, but yet he would empathize with the general citizenry about their concerns and their own trials and tribulations. When you hear George Bush at the base of the Twin Towers during 9/11, he said loud and clear to not only first responders, but the citizens of New York and the citizens of the world, "I hear you." That motivates you to want to do the best you can within your community. Today, when we hear Governor Cuomo, he identifies with what we're going through as people trying to work through this pandemic. When he says, "I get it," that makes a huge difference in terms of motivating you to do the best job you possibly can. Well, as we think in terms of Maslow, his next level is the need to have self-esteem or the I. On Masco, in terms of motivating yourself and others, that fourth level for me is the need to be recognized. As altruistic as we all want to be, most times there's a little voice inside of us that says, what's in it for me? And that's to be recognized. Now, I'm not saying money isn't important, it is. But if you look at every single business research that comes out in terms of motivated individuals, the characteristics that they look for in terms of influencing their behavior to the best job they possibly can, more times than not, money is not number one on the list. Matter of fact, it's sixth or seventh on any list you could name. Number one is the ability to be recognized, to be singled out, that someone knows you're here, that your voice is being heard, that you're a person that is being recognized for their contributions. Think about that in terms of motivating yourself and others. Maslow talks about his fifth level, and that's self-actualization. And frankly, Maslow doesn't have I never came up with a term in all of my work that is that total being where you feel every step you take, it means something, that you're being totally fulfilled. And maybe that's the word I would use for my fifth level, that I know what it feels like. It feels like I can't wait to be with a group. That I'm looking forward, that when a meeting ends, I'm sad that it ends. I'm in a position where I'm contributing, that every breath I take is meaningful toward a single goal or a single purpose. So we think in terms of motivating yourself and others, I look to Maslow's hierarchy of need and taking my own operational, practical approach to ensuring that we put ourselves in a position where we're doing the best job we can of responding to individual needs in a systematic, balanced way.